How about diffuse large B-cell?
Well, diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, I think we're a little bit stuck in a rut. I think it was a major advance to add rituximab to CHOP, and that's been seen in most of the series. In the ECOG study, there was not a benefit to giving maintenance rituximab in large cell lymphoma, and so that's kind of been the dogma. I think that's still being tested in ongoing trials. At this point, I don't think there's any really leads that are really just dynamite at this point. The debate is still going on about Q14-day R-CHOP versus Q21-day R-CHOP, and that's still, I think we don't have data yet. There's ongoing clinical trials. I still, for the most part, use Q21-day R-CHOP, but if I have somebody that's really high risk, I don't hesitate to give it on a 14-day schedule with Neulasta either.
How do you find patients tolerating it?
Actually, surprisingly well. I think that it's quite surprising how well people, even elderly patients, can get it on a Q14-day basis. And I think that there's not as much toxicity as I would have expected. But it is tough on you because essentially you're getting all that therapy piled on in a much shorter period of time, and there's not much break.
It's interesting because you kind of hear the same thing in breast cancer where dose-dense chemotherapy is used. There are a lot of concerns. Patients are going to get too fatigued, the older patients, et cetera. And right now, that's the most common regimen used in node-positive breast cancer. And I think the feeling, the experience has been kind of what you just said, that maybe it's even easier or it's maybe not as difficult.
Yes, it's clearly not as difficult as I thought it would be.